I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Stacey Champagne, founder and CEO of Hacker in Heels. Hacker in Heels develops content, courses, and community to attract, advance, and advocate for women in cybersecurity. To learn more, visit hackerinheels.com. Stacey, welcome. Thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So to get started, Stacey, what led to you founding Hacker in Heels? Did you always know that you wanted to be in cybersecurity, or was your path maybe not quite as straightforward?
I don't think anyone's path in cybersecurity has been straightforward. So I was really inspired by those that I have seen break into cybersecurity, and then through my own experience as well, realizing once I got into the field that many individuals shared the same similar unique journey that I did. So I had started out as a visual information specialist in the federal government, which is just a fancy title for a graphic designer. So I used to help out with analysts being able to convey different intelligence information to different stakeholders in the government, anywhere from, you know, Congress, military, all the way up to the president. And it was an opportunity that I had my sights on for years, since I was a junior in high school. But once I achieved that, and I achieved it very early on in my career, I looked around and wondered to myself, well, is this it? Is this, you know, I'm going to spend the next 20, 30 years of my life just getting better at design? Or certainly there's something more challenging, more fulfilling out there that I can use my gifts and talents towards. And that's when I discovered cybersecurity. And I say discovered, but the reality is that growing up, I had been part of a robotics program and had some previous experience in technology, but just at the time was interested in another path. But the good thing about paths is that, you know, you come to different forks in the road and you can always consider taking another route and another path. And that's exactly what I did. You don't have to stay on the same journey just because you committed to it on the outset initially. So that's how I got into cybersecurity, was really reaching that point of wondering, you know, what else is out there, and then having the confidence to go ahead and start trying to answer questions and understand what those opportunities were.
Awesome. And Hacker in Heels, when did you found that?
Sure. So I founded Hacker in Heels a couple of years into my cybersecurity career because I recognized that there were a lot of efforts being undertaken that was focused on women who were in the college system, or even going further back than that, women and young women in still your K through 12 system. Lots of effort around that pipeline and that very straightforward type of pipeline into this field. But the reality is, with all of the unfulfilled positions and the great need for cybersecurity talent, we're never going to get what we need as soon as we need it if we continue to take that approach. And so recognizing that I was able to make a transition from what seems like a completely unrelated field in just a matter of a couple of years to, you know, thriving in cybersecurity, I figured, well, what about making a program that can help other women who are, you know, really in rockstar positions in other fields and other disciplines that could really complement the cybersecurity field, help them understand what is possible for them over here and building that bridge for them. And so I really started about almost 3 years ago, just with the idea and the concept and really meeting with a bunch of different women and getting some perspectives of, you know, what's confusing about cybersecurity? Have you considered it? Why haven't you considered it? And taking all that feedback and developing what grew into the Changemakers program that we have today.
Okay, great. And you touched on a couple of things that I think are nice segues. One being the talent gap that we're experiencing in cybersecurity. In addition to that, though, we do have a gender parity problem, which we talked to that issue a lot on the show, because women hold around 20%. It might be up to 24% now of all cybersecurity positions globally, and only 14% of CISO positions are filled with females and leadership positions. But in your work, have you found that this is due in part to a lack of awareness with women on how cybersecurity roles offer things like lucrative pay, opportunities for advancement, meaningful work, et cetera?
I would say some of it is awareness. I think at a general level, everyone understands tech jobs pay well, right?
Sure.
But then there's the, okay, but what specifically can I expect as an entry-level person trying to transition from another career field that I may have had, 5-10 years of experience, if not more? Am I going to be put in a position of being set back,
right,
if I make this sort of transition? And if that's something that is part of the process, what can I expect going forward eventually? And so I think it's really painting that picture, because we hear the statistics, we hear the six-figure statistics and whatnot, but it's not clear exactly when or how or if that's possible. So we're really focused on illustrating, the path of what's possible for these women, so that they understand that, one, it is possible. Two, you may not necessarily be set back in your earnings. For me, I received a significant pay bump by moving into cybersecurity. And for other women that I've spoken with, they have experienced more of a lateral move, but at the same time, they've opened up their overall earnings potential over time. So it's talking through and illustrating all these different examples of how much more potential and possibility that these women have, that I think is just not clear when you're trying to just do research online. If you're just trying to Google all this information and put all this information together, it's really difficult to make sense of it. And that's why we take a really methodical approach in laying out the information in a way that's digestible and isn't overwhelming. I think the other part of it too, from what I hear from women, is that it's just very overwhelming. At points, it looks like everyone needs to have a computer science degree. Everyone needs to be obsessed with the technical, all of these kinds of stereotypes and whatnot that persist around what it means to be in cybersecurity. Part of our job in the Changemakers program is to break up those misconceptions that I think often dissuade women from considering this opportunity.
Right. And I want to get to the Changemakers program in a little bit. But first, something that you mentioned earlier, as far as, very few folks in cybersecurity have that perfect, straightforward path. A lot of us, I include myself in that, have found ourselves here. This wasn't our, ambition from the outset, but now we found ourselves here. We're excited to be here. But how does the diversity of background contribute to, cybersecurity and having more diversity in cybersecurity?
So the diversity of background, especially when it comes to women are innately experienced and really strong at risk management and considering risk and, being careful where needed and such, and also just considering all sides. This kind of patience and this ability to weigh out situations very rationally is something that is so important in cybersecurity, where to me, cybersecurity is risk management at the end of the day. It's really that balance of meeting the business and enabling the business needs while managing the risk, which, because of societal expectations around women historically, we've been making decisions based off of information that's been withheld from us, that hasn't been available to us for centuries. So bringing more women into cybersecurity positions makes the entire operation more successful and secure than simply, you know, having a particular lens or, you know, a particular lens, viewpoint, and background dominating the space. Cybersecurity challenges are innately creative, and women are really strong in the creative fields. And we need a workforce that is representative of the people who are interacting with our technologies day in and day out, in order to really understand and address the sorts of challenges and opportunities that we have when securing our devices, our networks, our computers, our websites, and so forth, that ultimately all these different types of people are interacting with.
Right. And I think that's a really good point, because I had recently read a statistic by Ernst & Young that stated 75% of worldwide discretionary consumer spending by, I think it was like 2028, will be controlled by women. So with that paired with the increase of attacks we're seeing, to me, that made it seem so much more important to get women into cybersecurity, because we're, you know, interacting with all these different systems and platforms and things like that. So how do we attract women to cyber? How do we get them interested, especially if they're in different fields that perhaps they are feeling a little stuck in, but still they kind of have that sunk cost fallacy where they've invested, 10, 12, 15 years. And now the thought, to your point, of making a transition is kind of overwhelming.
We need to set up better pathways into this field that take into account the skills and knowledge that these women have already amassed through their previous careers, and have programs that just essentially both fill the gap and also synergize what their own unique experiences and talent can bring to be able to get them into roles that will really benefit from both the experience that they've built and then also the new technical or, you know, strategic or managerial type information, cybersecurity information that they gather through whatever education opportunities. So I think that if we are out there promoting that these roles require a computer science degree or 4 years in some sort of technical education program or whatnot, those aren't only just discouraging, they're also just inaccurate to the reality of all of us who have found our ways into this field. Likely the people who are here today, a lot of them can't even meet the needs and requirements of these job descriptions that we're posting for these roles. So I think it's just being honest about what it truly does take to thrive in this field, and also being willing as organizations to put in the work to bring these people in. And so taking a little bit of a tangent, so, you know, one of my main focuses as a cybersecurity practitioner myself is an insider threat and insider risk management professional. And for me, I see something of, you know, bringing in women who have all the right competencies that just need, one, a little bit of hands-on experience, and two, some technical gaps filled. If you can identify that talent and bring them in and give them the support and the education they need, you are going to have an amazing, vigilant, and loyal employee for years in an industry where there's not enough talent to go around, where people are moving around every 2 years. That little bit of investment in that person can yield such positive, significant results all around for your organization and for their life. So I really think it's getting to be that time where companies have to start to open themselves up to and consider developing or working with organizations that can help them develop sort of apprenticeship programs or something similar that can really help these women get the experience and the information that they need without this heavy set burden of like a degree or these, you know, long running programs, because we don't have time for that. They don't have the money for that. And it's at the end of the day, just unnecessary when you get to the core of it, in my belief.
Right. And so with that, tell us about the Hacker in Heels Changemakers program.
So the Changemakers program really focuses on providing clarity and confidence around what a career in cybersecurity is, what cybersecurity is in general, and all the different roles that exist within it. And then finally, what sort of education opportunities there are to fill the gaps of knowledge that you would need in order to be able to start going out there and applying for cybersecurity positions. And so while yes, there is the option, the very real option of you can go ahead and pursue a cybersecurity master's or whatnot, we also talk through all the other ways that women can do self-study programs, women can do these more condensed bootcamp type programs, the different internship programs that are out there, and get the knowledge that they need. But most importantly, we also focus a bit on just overall career reflection and development around, okay, why are you seeking out this opportunity in this first place? What are you desiring for your life? Let's figure that out first. And then I'm going to show you how cybersecurity can potentially meet those desires and provide that fulfillment for you. So it's definitely a bit of, you know, there's a lot of cybersecurity education in it, but there's also a good amount of making sure that these women have a clear picture of what they want and why they want it, so that that puts them in a strong position when they're actually going out and doing the work around cybersecurity. Because at the end of the day, and I say this in the program, you know, I really hope they get to the end of the program and they decide that they, you know, are confident and ready and excited to do cybersecurity, but they might not be. And that's okay too, but at least they have, you know, a better awareness of what cybersecurity is and the challenges and everything. So they're a more informed person about the field that, you know, regardless of if you're working in it or not, everyone needs to have that certain level of cyber hygiene to operate successfully in today's world anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. And something that I found really interesting about Hacker in Heels is that you created a cybersecurity career quiz to help women identify which focus area might be right for them. So how was that quiz developed and what has been the reception?
I developed that quiz based off of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education. They have a pretty robust framework. I think they're on their second version of it now, but I had developed this quiz back when they initially launched it. And it's basically taking information from their framework around their focus areas, which I found were helpful, but also slightly difficult to connect to the actual application of those jobs in a workplace environment, like in a corporate cybersecurity team. So I just did a little bit of tweaking around that to make it more reflective of how I have seen teams organized through my own experience. And then I leveraged different traits around what contributes to job satisfaction, and using that information together, just went ahead and developed this quick quiz. It's so difficult to try to organize all the possibilities in cybersecurity into some sort of order. You know, some organizations have identified as many as 35, you know, standardized roles. Some have developed more or less. And so that's why I kind of took this focus area approach of like trying to organize multiple roles into what are these general like thematic type areas that people focus on in cybersecurity. But even then, that's a little bit limiting. And so I hope for future iterations to also start including, you know, like consulting as a role, being involved with vendors and the sales side of things too, I think has a lot of opportunity for women who are in other positions to consider, which is a little different than being on a cybersecurity team in a corporate environment.
Right. Great. And as a woman in the cybersecurity industry, what else are you seeing that creates a positive impact for the future of women in cyber. Do you think that perhaps current events such as solar winds and attacks from other nation states might garner more attention and kind of, you know, incite some desire to help protect our infrastructure, our cyber posture and things like that?
I hope so. I mean, I definitely feel like the world is listening more and more into cybersecurity as a topic, just as they follow other sort of current events of the world. I think that the reality is that this world is becoming more and more diverse by the day. There's a statistic that I read around just how, with the generations, diversity overall, not just from a gender perspective, but from other identities as well, is going from being the quote minority to, you know, slowly going towards the majority. So the reality is that we're going to get to a point where if all these companies are simply continuing to try to hire for people that look like them and act like them and follow a particular type of way of carrying themselves, they're going to run out of people. Right. So we have to really start opening our minds and our workplaces to diversity, because quite frankly, it's going to get to a point where these companies aren't going to have a choice. And then on the flip side of that, I think that with movements such as Me Too, that women are becoming more confident and assured in themselves and their talents and what they're experiencing and everything. And so that, but we're not there yet, right? And so that's something that's really important to me overall too, is that when we're working with women in the Changemakers program, we're not just selling them a bill of goods that's, oh, come over to cybersecurity, you'll make six figures in just a matter of a couple of years. You know, there's so much opportunity, all sunshine and rainbows, so much support, all these women's groups, whatnot. And then they get through the door and there's sexism and discrimination and bias and all of these challenges that they run into right away that unfortunately are still prevalent, although are slowly being chipped away at because of these movements, which is a great thing. But being honest and continuing to bring those issues to light, I think that's what's ultimately going to help with changing the demographics of our field, is pushing these things out into the light, talking about them, preparing women for what to do when they are faced with these challenges, and then helping them overcome it. Because too often these women are ending up in a position where they're experiencing these things. No one warned them about them. Everyone made it seem like it was the opposite, you know, almost to the point where it feels like a gaslighting situation. And then they leave. You know, there was, I think, a report that Capital One helped with where they were highlighting that women are leaving at the midpoints of their careers. Why is that? And part of my hypothesis is really that because no one ever really told them the truth and prepared them for what they were going to encounter. And I think that that is so important. And we're hearing more and more about what's happening in the shadows and bringing that forward into the light now. So I'm optimistic that it's going to be hard work. It's not going to be pretty, but we're making progress through this.
And so Stacey, what advice do you have for any listeners who might want to get into this field, whether they're women or not, but anything people can be doing or looking into?
So definitely there's a couple of things. One, just trying to follow cybersecurity news. And one of the best ways to do that is to go into places where a lot of your cybersecurity practitioners are talking. And so I see a lot of conversations on LinkedIn, following different cybersecurity hashtags there. Also on Twitter, both two very active communities. I think they're on Twitter especially, you would get a glimpse into not just all the positive and interesting information around cybersecurity, but some of that interpersonal type of challenges and turmoil that you know, different cybersecurity practitioners' experience, especially women, through some conversations that happen on there around their experiences in the workplace and whatnot. Because I'm all about transparency. I don't think we should be hiding these issues from women that are considering positions in cybersecurity. So I think really just trying to add those people to your feeds, add those information sources to your feeds. That's a good way to start to kind of figure out what interests you. I think that going and taking the quiz on the Hacker in Heels website is a great place to, you know, kind of start thinking as well, getting matched with focus areas and recognizing that, you know, if you go out and do your own research, a lot of stuff points to a very specific role in cybersecurity. It's often like information security analyst, but the reality is that there's so many different positions that are available in all different types of areas, from cloud security to that risk management to the education and anti-phishing and all of those kinds of really interesting topic areas that taking a quiz like that would hopefully open you up to some of the possibilities there. And reaching out wherever when you see a woman who is doing something that you think is really cool, don't be afraid to ask if you can get virtual coffee or whatnot, because that's essentially how I went from, you know, I made my break into cybersecurity, but I didn't know what I wanted to do once I got here. And for me, I came across a woman probably like 3 weeks into my work experience that she was doing something that sounded so cool. And I asked if I could get coffee with her. And over the course of about a year, we just continued to meet up on a regular cadence. I learned more about this insider threat discipline area in cybersecurity and what knowledge was needed, what places I could go, what like community groups I could join and whatnot. And so then a year in, after building that relationship, she hired me onto her team. So the networking part is just the most crucial. And I will say that these different groups that are out there, you know, Women in Cybersecurity, Women's Society of Cyber Jutsu, are all very welcoming and willing to take time to answer any questions and clear up anything that you might be curious about in cybersecurity. Those are all great, great resources out there.
Fantastic. Well, very actionable advice for folks listening. And Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great hearing about your experience and the inspiration for starting Hacker in Heels. And so just thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Stacey Champagne, founder and CEO of Hacker in Heels. Hacker in Heels develops content, courses, and community to attract, advance, and advocate for women in cybersecurity. To learn more, visit hackerinheels.com. And for more on cybersecurity and cybercrime, you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.